Hi, I'm Nautical Twist, and welcome to this podcast. So this is actually my third recording, and again, I'm still working on, kind of getting the whole podcast vibe down right. But I figured at the very least, I can just be myself, and actually, this kind of segues into what I wanted to talk about today, in my random assortment of things to discuss on this podcast. So something that had happened a couple weeks ago, this has happened several times, but more recently, a couple weeks ago, I was at work and somebody said to me, I was just talking with this person and, I was telling them how nice you are. And, I, at the time, was just like, oh, it's so nice of you. And appreciating that they said something so positive about me and all this stuff. And then when I went home later, or maybe my drive home, I just remember thinking, I was like, so when did it become unusual or, a step above and beyond to be nice? It's just, I don't know if this is how maybe things have always been, but I was just thinking, I feel like being nice to other people, being kind to other people, why is that unusual, or why is that not the default? Why is that not just the base of what you do? And then, of course, taking it that next step, going that extra mile, is of course going beyond just basic human decency levels. And I just thought that was so interesting. And it just reminds me, because I've had some very and I'm sure many people can relate, I've had some kind of funny customer service experiences all the time. But just some recent things, I was actually going to buy something at the store, and the person who was at the cash register was kind of just, they were just, I don't even know if the word is like scowling or something like that. And they weren't really, they weren't fully engaged with, the customers or anything like that. And I kind of noticed that ahead of time. But the funny thing was, they were turning around and talking to their friends, in kind of more of an animated way. I'm like, that's interesting. So they were animated talking to the friends. So I can understand, maybe if somebody's having a bad day, if somebody is, I don't know, just kind of off. Sometimes we're in a mood or going through something and everything like that. And sometimes you just can't give that, that extra something, at work. You can't just, smile all the time or anything like that. And I understand that, but to be fully engaged with friends, and then when the customer's there, you kind of like, oh, well, it's you. it was actually really amusing. And I've learned, I don't take those kinds of things personally. It's a shame, because I feel like it would be nice if people had pride in wanting to be kind to one another. And again, I just feel like that's just basic human. I think that should be a basic human requirement. And to see people kind of surprised, oh my gosh, you're so nice. Or, I've seen some people kind of be surprised, they say, how are you? And oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing? Or maybe I'm like, oh, I'm tired, but how are you doing? Just kind of engaging and going that extra step. And it's just interesting, how that's such a surprise now. But I just feel like there's so much benefit to being positive to the people that we are required to interact with on a day-to-day basis. For one, I feel like it helps customer service go by so much faster, working with or helping whatever your job is, go by so much faster. When you can have that positive interaction. I know sometimes, sometimes maybe I'm a little less talkative because I got a lot on my mind or something, but I still always, just at the very least try to be nice, even if I can't give as much energy as I often can give. So, if I'm on the phone and, talking with somebody, calling a customer service people or something like that, talking about, oh, I had an issue with this or whatever, I always want to just interact in a positive way. Not just for myself, but, also for that person as well, because I'm sure, you're talking to people again and again, day to day, particularly again in customer service where you may be dealing with people who are frustrated and all that stuff. And sometimes I try to give back that same happy pot, try to give back some positivity to them. Like, oh, if they say like, oh, hello, this is, I don't know, let's just say Cindy from Georgia. And it's like, oh, hey, you're from Georgia. Wow. And like, just kind of, and again, like I keep it genuine. If I have like a genuine interest in it, I will do that. Or I'll ask them a question if there's something, that I like, I'm curious about, or, just kind of having some kind of positivity. Just like, it's just something to add to the beauty of that interaction or the value of that interaction. And I just feel like we always have, many times we have the opportunity to make something a little more positive. Again, I understand certain people are going through things at times, but if it's not a major thing that's holding you back, like, why not? It's very rewarding to be positive, to make somebody smile, or at least make them maybe scowl a little less. I feel like that helps. I feel like we almost could be selfish enough to be nice to each other, because I feel like you can get so much more from being kind than to be angry or abrupt or short with somebody if you can help it. And again, it's just a little thought that I had, and I would love, if someone's listening out there, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, on just the idea of just being selfish enough so that way niceness is just default, and that's not even a thing anymore. That would be beautiful for us to be at that point as a society. And so anyway, yeah, feel free to reach out to me at Nautical Twist on Instagram, and I will be sure to interact with you. And in the meantime, I hope you take care and have a positive, nice day, and I'll talk with you guys next time. Bye for now.